Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnanaika Murtaye Nirmalaya Prashantaya Rakshinamurtaye Namaha. Prakrute Mahansato Hankaraha Tasmat Ganascha Shodashakaha Tasmadapi Shodashakat Panchabhyah Panchabhutani. So we were discussing the existence of how the creation came into, how the creation started, why the creation started, Pangu Andavat Uvayorapi, how Purusha and Prakriti complement each other, that we discussed. Then he said, why did the creation itself start? To help the Purusha to gain the release and to enjoy the Jagat, to enjoy his Prarabdha Karma, his Karma. Here also we accept Prarabdha Karma, etc. Now, the next question starts. Okay, Prakriti creates everything for the experience of Purusha and for the release of Purusha from the bondage. Okay, how did it start the creation? How did it create? What is the order in which it created? Because there can be two ways of creation. One is building each block. Like when you build a house, you plaster each stone so that you have a building. Now, this is one way. The other is let there be light. Immediate. So, what kind of creation is this we are talking about? Is it created in order? Is there an order in creation? Or is it created in a jiff? Now, let it happen like that. Because Ishvara is all powerful. He can do anything. If you ask, he says, Prakrutehe mahan tato ahankaraha tasmad ganaha shodashakaha tasmad shodashaka panchabhya panchabhutani. This is the order in which the creation started. In this, we have all the 24 elements. Except Purusha, we have all the other elements described here. Prakrutehe mahan, from Prakruti, Pradhana, Mahat came, Buddhi came. From Mahat, Tato Ahankara, from Mahat came Ahankara. Ahankara, Tasmat Ganascha Shodashakaha, from Ahankara, the 16 Ganas. 16 Ganas, the group of 16. Meaning, 5 knowledge organs, 5 sense organs, organs of karma, and 5 Tanmatra, and 16th is mind, which is both Karmendriya and Jnanendriya. So, we have this 16 group which came from Ahankara. From Ahankara Tanmatra, from Tanmatra 5 Karmendriyas, Jnanendriyas, and 5 Jnanendriyas, then Karmendriyas, then your mind. So, Tasmadapi Shodashakat, and from that 16, we have the final creation, which is Panchabhutani, the 5 Bhutas, the 5 Mahabhutas, 5 major elements, Yat, Air, etc. Karmendriya, Tanmatra, Mind. Jnanendriya, Karmendriya, Tanmatra, Mind. So, that is the order. Okay. Mahat, Buddhi, Prakrutehe, Mahat, from Prakruti, Pradhana, Mahat came. Now, what is this Mahat? What is the job of this Mahat? What does it do? What are the qualities, characteristics of this Mahat? Nature of this Mahat. What is the nature of this Mahat? We have to know. So, he starts. Adhyavasayo buddhi dharmaha jnanam viraga aishvaryam sattvikam etad rupam tamasamasmadviparyastam. Adhyavasayo buddhi dharmaha jnanam viraga aishvaryam sattvikam etad rupam tamasamasmadviparyastam. Adhyavasayaha buddhi dharmaha. Adhyavasayaha buddhi. What is buddhi? Lakshana. The definition for buddhi is adhyavasayaha. Adhyavasaya means that which has a clear knowledge, that which decides, the deciding knowledge. There is no confusion here. Whether it's right or wrong, it has decided. That kind of knowledge is buddhi, which is mahat. Dharmam, jnanam, viraga, aishwaryam, sattikam, etad rupam. And what is the quality, what is the nature of this buddhi? If it is a sattvika buddhi, then it will have dharma, jnana, vairagya and aishwarya. Dharma. Dharma means merit, punya, good deeds. That is dharma. Jnana means knowledge. Viraga, vairagya is dispassion. And aishwarya is supernatural powers. These are the Ishwarasya bhava aishwaryam. Some special powers. These are the qualities, nature of the mind which is sattvika. The sattvika buddhi, not mind. Sattvika buddhi will have these qualities. One or more of these qualities. Now, tamasam asmadhi paryastam. The buddhi which is tamasa, which is lazy, will be opposite. Meaning, it will not have dharma, it will have adharma, sin. It will not have jnana, it will not have knowledge, it will have opposite, ajnana, meaning ignorance. It will not have viraga, it will have aviraga, meaning passion. It will not have aishwarya, it will have anishwarya, meaning it will not have the supernatural powers. So, whatever sattvika rupa is, the exact opposite of it is the tamasa rupa of the buddhi. Aishwaryam we will see later. Anima, mahima, garima, laghima, prapti, prakamyam, ishittam, vashittam. These are the eightfold aishwarya, supernatural powers. Anima, you will become very small. One can gain that supernatural power of becoming. It's not just, it's Superman can fly, but here you have eight special Superman qualities. Anima, you will become very small. Laghima, you will become very light. Garima, you will become very big. Prapti, you can desire, now I want this, you will get that. Prakamyam, whatever you desire, that you will gain. So all these kind of special qualities, you will gain. Ishittam is controlling everything. You can control all the nature. Everyone, why nature? Then, after describing what is buddhi, the creation order, prakriti we know, from prakriti buddhi came, from buddhi mahat ahankara, ego. What is the nature of ego? That he says, abhimano ahankara tasmad dvidah pravartate sargah eka dashakascha ganah tanmatra panchakasyaiva. Abhimano ahankara tasmad dvividah pravartate sargah eka dashakascha ganah tanmatra panchakasyaiva. Abhimano ahankara. Abhimana is ahankara. Ego is that knowledge of owing things. I know, I do, all this. Owing to things. The thing you do or the thing you know. When you start owning it, then that is ahankara abhimana. You have self-importance attached to all that. That is abhimana. So, that self-importance is here called as ahankara. From that ahankara, dvividah pravartate sargaha. There are two types of creation. Sarga means creation. Two types of creation come into place. One is ekadashascha ganaha, the 11th group. And the other is tanmatra panchakasya eva, the 5 subtle elements. The 5 subtle elements. The 11 group means 5 karmendriya, 5 jnanendriya, 5 karmendriya and mind, which is both jnanendriya and karmendriya. Organs of knowledge, organs of karma, action and mind, which is both organ of knowledge and organ of action. How does this creation come? So he says, Sattvika eka dashakah pravartate vaikrutat ahankarat bhutadetanmatrasas tamasas taijasat ubhayam. సాత్విక ఏకాదశక ప్రవర్తతే వై కృతాత్ అహంకారాత్. బికాస్ సీ ది క్వశ్చన్ స్టార్ట్ సి లాస్ట్ శ్లోక ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అహంకార ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార ది 11 గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గన్స్ కమ్ అండ్ ది 5 సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ కమ్. బట్ హౌ కెన్ దే బి సో ఆపోజిట్ ఇన్ నేచర్? వన్ ఇస్ ప్రకాశిక, ఇట్ ఇల్లుమిన్స్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ అదర్ ఇస్ డల్. హౌ కెన్ ఇట్ బి బోత్? హౌ కెన్ ది అహంకార క్రియేట్ బోత్? ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ సీ హియర్ హి సేస్ సాత్విక ఏకాదశక ప్రవర్తే వైకృత అహంకార. ది వన్ విచ్ ఇల్లుమిన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ 11 సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వైకృత అహంకార, ది అహంకార విచ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ వైకృతి. అండ్ భూతాదేహే తన్మాత్ర స తామసాస్తైస్సాదుభయం అంది. భూతాది ది 5 సటిల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ తన్మాత్రాస్ దే కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ తామస అండ్ తైజస. తామస అండ్ తైజస దే ఆర్ టూ నేమ్స్ ఫర్ సాత్విక అండ్ ఫర్ ది క్రియేషన్ త్రూ తామస అండ్ రాజస సృష్టి విచ్ ఇస్ తమో గుణ ప్రధాన అండ్ రజోగుణ ప్రధాన. వి నో ది 11 groups of organs. Now, first we will see what the first 10 is. Then we will go to mind special. We will take special care of mind. What mind is, we will discuss later. Now he says, Buddhindriyani Chakshishrotra Ghrana Rasana Rasparshana Kani Vagpani Padapayu Upasthan Karmendriyani Ahu. Buddhindriyani, బుద్ధీంద్రియాని ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, జ్ఞాన ఇంద్రియ బుద్ధి ఇంద్రియ దేస్ ఆర్ నేమ్స్ ఫర్ సేమ్ థింగ్, ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్. చక్షుశ్రోత్ర ఘ్రాణ రసన స్పర్శన కాని. చక్షు యువర్ ఐస్, శ్రోత్ర ఇయర్స్, ఘ్రాణ ది నోస్, రసన ది టంగ్, స్పర్శన కాని ది స్కిన్. We are not talking about, when we say we are not talking about the literal eyes. The power of eyes is power to see in the eye is called chakshu. Because some people might have the white layer and the black that eyeball. But still people will not be able to see. So the special power which is endowed in the eye, which is there in the eye to view things, is not there in that eye. So that is what is indriya. This outer element is called golaka. You might have a very big beautiful nose, but you will not be able to smell things. Indriya is not functioning properly. You might have a beautiful mouth, but you are not able to speak. You have a beautiful ear, but you are not able to hear properly. So these are all golakas, external elements. That's all external. It's not the indriya proper. It is not indriya. It is just a golaka. Golaka means some object. That's all. It's not the indriya. So here these 5 are the jnana indriyas, sense organs of knowledge. Now what are the organs of karma, action? That is వాక్పాణి పాద పాయు ఉపస్థాన్ కర్మేంద్రియాని ఆహు. వాక్ పాణి పాద పాయు ఉపస్థ, వాక్ ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్, ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ గివింగ్ అండ్ రిసీవింగ్, పాణి హ్యాండ్ గివింగ్ అండ్ రిసీవింగ్, ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ వాకింగ్ పాద డూయింగ్ థింగ్స్ వాకింగ్ రన్నింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్, పాయు ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్క్రీషన్, అండ్ ఉపస్థ ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ ది సెక్స్ ఆర్గన్. దట్స్ ఆల్. సో దట్స్ వై ఉపస్థ ఆనంద ప్రజా ఉత్పత్తి. ఉపస్థ ఇస్ ఫర్ గెయినింగ్ ప్రోజిని అండ్ ఫర్ హ్యాపీనెస్. సో ది ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ఆర్గన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఇస్ డిఫైన్డ్. ది 10 ఇంద్రియాస్ ఆర్ డిఫైన్డ్. నౌ ది 11th ఇంద్రియా which is mind, we are taking on that. Because now see, we have to discuss this thing here. Sankhyans accept the mind as a indriya, whereas Vedantins don't accept mind as indriya. దో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత దట్ మనశ్చష్టాని ఇంద్రియాణి, ది మైండ్ ఇస్ ది సిక్స్ ఇంద్రియా. ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, దో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత, వేదాంతీన్స్ రెఫ్యూట్ ఇట్, వేదాంతీన్స్ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్. దే సే ఇట్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ టు రౌండ్ ది నంబర్, టు హ్యావ్ ది సిక్స్ నంబర్, దట్స్ ఆల్ ది హోల్ నంబర్. వి ఆర్ నాట్ హియర్ adding mind as an indriya, we are not accepting mind as indriya. How? See, they give examples like in the yaga, the four people who do the yaga, one who throws the ghee or whatever the material they use for homa, the fire oblation, into fire, that is one, and the other one who sings to invite, who sings Vedas to invite the god. And third one is one who sings Vedas, Samaveda especially, to make the god stay there. After inviting, he should have to stay there till the homa is over, isn't it? So he makes god peaceful. He says, okay, you can stay here, don't worry, like that. So he'll sing some beautiful song from the Vedas. And the fourth one is the one who actually oversees the karma. Is there any error in anybody's karma? So these are the four important priests who do the homa. Now, there is another fifth one, who is the yajaman, meaning who is the sponsor of the homa, of the fire oblation. Now, there is a karma. So in each karma, in Jyotish Toma or in Somayaga, you have this Soma Rasa. So after pouring all the soma inside, whatever is stuck to the vessel, whatever is there on the vessel, that you have to clean, and you can take it as prasad, as a offering. You can take it. The rites for that is only for the priests, the four people. One who throws the materials into the fire, one who invites the god, one who makes peace and he makes him stay there, and one who oversees. These are the four people. They have the rights. But the Vedas have a special quote. It says, Panchama, Yajamana Panchama Idabo. Yajamana Panchama. Yajamana Panchama. The fifth person is Yajamana. There it says, Ida, the Soma, he has right. The Yajamana also, the sponsor also has right. He also can be taken as Yajamana Yajamana Ritik Panchamaha, something like that. I don't remember this quote. Yajamana Panchamaha, that's all the quote is. So, Arutvijvepi, even though he is not a Ritik, the person who performs the karma, he is accepted to be Ritik. For taking part in the some part of the soma. So like that here also, he gives another example, the fifth. After studying the four Vedas, he is studying fifth Veda, which is Mahabharata. Bharato Panchamo Veda. There is a quote there. So Bharata, Mahabharata is accepted to be the fifth Veda. Though Mahabharata cannot be accepted as Veda, because Vedas, what are Vedas? Apaurusheya Vachyam Veda. That scripture which is not written by a person is Veda. And Mahabharata, we know it was written by, it's a Purana, so it is written by Vyasa. We know that. But still, though it is not a Veda, we accept that to be Veda. In the same way, here also, though the Indriya, mind is not an Indriya, the Vedantins accept it as an Indriya. This is Vedantins. Just saying Vedantins don't accept mind as Indriya, but we Sankhyans accept mind as Indriya. Drishta Prakalpa Sati Adrishta Prakalpana Anyayatva. There is a quote in Purvimamsa. There they say, if you have a result which can be experienced, which can be seen here itself, why do you want to imagine some result in some other loka, some other place, if you can experience it here and now? So, and that is not logical, he says. imagining some other special results for some karma which can be, for which result can be experienced here and now. For that, imagining some result is not logical. So, we also say, using that logic, we say, when mind can be easily accepted as indriya through these codes from Shruti, Smriti, etc., why do you want to complicate things? So he says, mind is the indriya, and now mind is indriya. We have proven through this mind as indriya. Through these logics we have proven mind as indriya. We have accepted mind as indriya. Now, what type of indriya is mind? Sense organ, what kind of sense organ is it? Is it organ of action or is it organ of knowledge?